The Lord Jesus could have come to earth in any manner, but chose to be born in a family. The eternal Son of God was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit only. Saint Joseph became the provider and the protector of the Holy Family. And they are the first community of believers in Jesus whose name means God saves. The prayers of the church and the scripture readings for this feast day use the image of the light of Christ. This light provides the warmth of having a loving relationship with God in Christ. For Christ has come to share in our humanity, in all things but sin, so that we can have a share in his divine life. The light of Christ is also his revelation about proceeding on the journey of life in the right direction. In the responsorial psalm, we pray that the Lord remembers his covenant forever. The Lord remembers that he is related to us forever, and through the twists and turns of life, God will never forsake us. In other words, let us continue to behold the faithfulness of God. My Advent homily series theme continues in this Christmas season. The new year will begin very soon. And we have hopes for a promising future. And there are some things we want to make better in our lives. Any resolution that we make will need to conform to the pattern of the prayer that Jesus taught us. Will these resolutions help us to keep God as sovereign over us? Will they sanctify his name by our manner of life? Will we strive for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? As we cross over into a new year, one resolution is to maintain our confidence in the faithfulness of God in Christ. The epistle to the Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 states, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Trusting in the faithfulness of God does not prevent difficulties from happening in our lives. And on my social media news feed, some Christian leaders raise false hopes and invite people to declare that no trouble will happen to them in 2024. But before one says amen to that, consider what the Lord Jesus teaches in the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 33. He said, in the world you will have trouble. But take courage, I have conquered the world. I'd rather hear from the Lord Jesus than people making false predictions. His word is faithful, his word is true. Some difficulties may occur due to being impatient with how God will fulfill his promises. And Jesus is not speaking about that. But there are some difficulties that will occur as a consequence of cooperating with God in a world that is wounded by the original sin of disobedience. And that is what Jesus is talking about. That we will overcome those troubles. We will not be overwhelmed by them. So another resolution to make is to believe that we will overcome and not be overwhelmed. God is blessing us beyond measure, and he will help us at all times. God is at work for our good, whether we can see it or not. But what about the Holy Family? We see their shining example as we prayed in the collect or the opening prayer. And we may wonder how to imitate them. The Holy Family was formed by God in an extraordinary way. However, they enjoyed the comforts and endured the challenges of family life. Look at the challenging circumstances of the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph had failed to find a suitable place to stay, and their shelter was a cave that sheltered animals. And now, 40 days later, they enter the temple in Jerusalem and present the Christ child in fidelity to the divine law. They were faithful in worshiping the Lord. And yet there was another challenge for them. The customary offerings on these occasions at the temple was usually the sacrifice of a year-old lamb. But for those who could not afford that, they could sacrifice two birds. And that is what Mary and Joseph did. The Holy Family was not materially rich. The wise men and their treasures would arrive about a year later. And St. Joseph probably used those treasures when the Holy Family escaped to Egypt to protect the Christ child from being killed by order of King Herod. The Holy Family was not materially rich, but their family life was enriched by the favor of God. Don't allow people to tell you that you only have the favor of God if you have material wealth or or a large bank account. One has the favor of God as they trust in the faithfulness of God, regardless of what's happening in their lives. And God had brought Mary and Joseph together in the vocation of marriage. And together, as a couple, they helped each other to fulfill their calling from God. Mary and Joseph believed that Jesus had come to save humanity from sin and death, and therefore God would not abandon them in any way. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. They knew that God would provide for their needs. We can follow their shining example to not only be faithful in worshiping God amid the comforts and challenges of family life, but we can be formed by the Word of God, influenced in our thoughts, words, and actions by the Word of God. And so, in the book of Sirach, the first reading, we're reminded that loving God wholeheartedly precedes the command to honor our parents. It orders how we will honor them. And loving God wholeheartedly orders parents in their relationship to their children and to provide a righteous example for them. God has entrusted these children to the parents. And the parents made a promise at the baptismal font that they would raise their children in the practice of the faith. They did not profess that they were perfect Christians, but they were in the process of growing as Christians, and that they would provide an environment in which their child would grow up to know, love, and serve the Lord in his church. In St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, he encourages Christians to demonstrate Christ-like love in our actions. Otherwise, our verbal declarations of love will ring hollow and dishonor God. And so, faithfulness to prayer and worship leads to formation in the Word of God, and then it influences our thoughts, words, and actions, and so we treat each other, as St. Paul says, with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. These are some of the practical ways of being an instrument of God's love and mercy, not only in family life, but in all of our relationships. I imagine a prayer to God by someone that says, "Lord, give me patience." And the Lord responds, "I am giving you patience. I put you in a family." And during the challenges of family life, there is a temptation to be impatient, and reconciliation will be needed. When St. Paul talks about extending forgiveness as the Lord has forgiven us, he does not mean giving permission for ongoing wrongdoing. What he's saying is to encourage one another to engage in right conduct, to remember who we are in the presence of God, to remember the great dignity that we have, and to respect ourselves and others in how we act. Mary and Joseph were faithful in worshiping God amid the comforts and challenges of life, the same as their lives were formed by the Word of God. And we can resolve to follow these examples in the new year and every year. Now, once again, as we consider this shining example of the Holy Family, we know that Mary and Joseph had unique callings from God, and they were given unique graces from God to fulfill their vocation and to help in their family life. But again, don't be tempted to think that we cannot imitate their shining example. God knows our strengths and weaknesses as individuals, couples, and families. God is faithful to provide us with sufficient graces to fulfill our vocations and to build healthy relationships with joy. But it takes time. It takes patience. As Mary and Joseph presented the Christ child in the temple, they were rejoicing with Simon and Anna. It reaffirmed what they had already believed when they heard the angel reveal who Christ is and why he will come into the world. And they continued to have unwavering trust in God for the present and for the promising future that God offered to all of humanity. Once again, we learn from their shining example that having strong faith in God does not prevent burdens from happening to them. Why do I emphasize this? Because throughout almost 30 years of pastoral ministry, people will ask, "I've been trying to do the right things. I tried to trust in God, and these difficulties happen, and I think that I'm weak in faith as a result." But most of the time, it's not because we're weak in faith. That's what happens in life. Blessings happen. Burdens happen. But our faith gives us the perspective to thank God for all of these blessings and not to take them for granted. Our faith gives us the perspective that because God has blessed us beyond measure, we don't have to be overwhelmed with these burdens. Mary and Joseph trusted in the faithfulness of God, and they would not allow any burdens to steal their joy in the Lord. That's another resolution that we can make. I'm helping you out in case you were wondering what resolutions to make. You can listen to it later on the website. For what happens towards the end of the gospel reading? Simon or Simeon blessed them, Mary and Joseph, and said to Mary his mother, and Joseph was hearing it too, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." During this series, I want us to remember that when the word behold is used in gospel reading, in the gospel readings, it is usually an invitation to recognize what God is doing and to make the appropriate response. Not everyone was going to embrace Jesus and give and praise God as Simon and Anna did. Not everyone was going to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, and the Lord. Simon and Anna did. But this did not take the joy away from Mary and Joseph. How did they respond to Simon's prophecy? They continued to be faithful in worshiping God, to be formed by his word, and to remain firm in being witnesses to God. They did not get discouraged. They knew that God would fulfill his promises according to his time, and no human being could prevent it. Only those who are prepared to benefit from what God has done, is doing, and will do can maintain their joy during every circumstance of life. May Holy Mary and Saint Joseph, the patron saints of our parish, intercede for us before the throne of grace, that we will do the same this year, next year, and every year, whether as individuals, couples, families, or as a parish.